This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Biden's vaccine mandate turns adoptive families into stranded nomads. That story, right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
The adoption process can be complex, laborious, and expensive. But things just got way more frustrating for a few families trying to adopt children from Bulgaria. A Springfield, Missouri couple, Joe and Katie Harmon, have been in the process of adopting a 12-year-old daughter from Bulgaria for the last 2 years. They aren't alone. The Dobrikov family from Jacksonville, Florida, are also finding themselves in an impossible situation. The adoption process has led the families down a path that has required them to have extensive background checks by the FBI and state, medical and home evaluations, and lots of legal paperwork and fees. As the process was coming to a conclusion and the new family could be united in person, President Biden issued a vaccine mandate for travelers coming into the United States. This mandate is now suddenly leaving the families in a purgatory-like situation. They can't get back to the United States with their adopted children, and they can't leave them behind to pick them up at a later time either. The mandate requires the children to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 before they would be allowed to enter the United States. The mandated Pfizer vaccine requires multiple doses and 3 weeks between injections. Joe Harmon said that, "We scrambled immediately after we got custody of our daughter in Bulgaria. We took her to a civil surgeon, which is a Bulgarian doctor contracted by the United States government to do medical examinations for visas. This is posing a pretty serious financial hardship on our family and will drain our savings quickly. Because of the new mandate, the families have missed their flights and will need to spend thousands more dollars and pay to stay in hotels before they can get the approval to come home." The Dobrikov family also are trapped in limbo. They have adopted two siblings, a 10-year-old girl and a 12-year-old boy. Their daughter is underage, so she isn't affected, but the 12-year-old is. The family really doesn't want to split up to get home in stages either. Stefan Dobrikov said that, "We're stuck here, and we don't know when we're going to get our son home, and I don't want to split up my family. I can't get a visa for my son. They are legally my children now. Where are my constitutional rights? Where are my religious rights for my children?" That their 4 children back in Jacksonville are anxiously waiting for them to return. Dobrikov said that the U.S. Embassy told them that they could file an I-601 form, which is the same form given to people who have done illegal things and can't get a visa. The form costs just shy of $1,000 and can take 30 days to a full year to be processed. When their son's visa was denied, Amy and their daughter had to return to Jacksonville and their family without Stefan or their new son. Stefan will wait with Asher until they get the approval. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley's office is working to help the Harmons to speed up the process and bring their daughter home to the United States. He commented that, "The family has taken the necessary steps for their adoption, only to be stonewalled unexpectedly by the Biden administration's new COVID vaccine mandate for visa applicants, including children." His office continued, "The Biden administration will eagerly enforce their vaccine mandate with legally adopted minors awaiting visas, but not at our southern border where thousands of migrants went unchecked for COVID and were released into the country. Their priorities are totally out of whack and are hurting real American families who play by the rules. We will not stop working until we know the Harmons and their daughter are home safe. Pray for these families that their wilderness journey will be over soon, that they will see God's provision, and that the families can be made whole once again." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast, as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.